This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. High-level delegations of US and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia in a short while. A U.S. government aircraft carrying U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Islamabad. The delegation includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Before his departure for Pakistan, Mr. Vance said he was looking forward to the negotiation, hoping that it would be positive. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf. In a social media post, Mr. Ghalibaf has said that two of the measures mutually agreed upon between the parties are yet to be implemented, including a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of Iran's blocked assets prior to the commencement of negotiations. He said these two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that 345 Indian fishermen safely evacuated from Iran to India through Armenia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed his gratitude to the government of Armenia and Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan for their support in the safe evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that refugees will receive full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Addressing a public rally at Katwa in West Bengal today, Mr. Modi said after the BJP government is formed in the state, the process of granting citizenship under Citizenship Amendment Act will be accelerated for eligible applicants. Launching a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that its 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal.
Modi ki guarantee TMC ki nirmam sarkar ke bhai raj ko bharose mein badalne ki hai aur ye guarantee puri kaise hogi iska pura khaka BJP ke ghoshna patra mein hai BJP bhrashtachar aur kanun vyavastha ko lekar white paper jari karegi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and senior BJP leader also addressed a public rally at Onda in West Bengal. He alleged that the syndicate Raj of Trinamool Congress ruined government of West Bengal. Trinamool Congress Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee criticized Bharatiya Janata Party over the issue of alleged attacks on the Bengali-speaking people in other states. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today conducted fresh searches against former West Bengal Education Minister Parth Chatterjee and some others as part of a money laundering investigation into an alleged teacher's recruitment scam in the state. ED conducted searches at two premises in Kolkata in connection with the SSC recruitment scam case. The ED said that searches are being carried out at the residence of Partha Chatterjee and at the office of Prasanna Kumar Roy, who is currently in judicial custody. All electric cars with an ex-showroom price of 30 lakh rupees or less registered in the national capital will be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fees till 31st of March 2030. The Delhi government today released draft of its electric vehicle policy for the period 2026 to 2030, aiming to accelerate the adoption of clean mobility. More than 3,900 crore rupees has been allocated to promote electric vehicles under the policy. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has completed 10 years of its operations today. Over the decade, UPI has transformed from a pilot program into the backbone of Indian payments, transitioning the nation from a cash-led economy to a real-time digital payment system. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal with a remarkable three-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kunwalud Viditsan today. The world number 25 displayed strong performance and solid defence to register a comeback win of 10-21, 21-19, 21-17 against Viditsan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.